do 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 do. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Sloppy Motherfucking Seconds. Hope everyone's doing pretty good. Pretty good show. We made all our goals. That's always nice.
Ran out of steam there towards the end, man.
You did?
Yeah. I definitely felt the fatigue setting in, you know?
The fatigue.
Too many stupid people on the show tonight.
Yeah.
I wish there was something else to cover other than fucking just retarded people.
What would you like to cover?
I don't know.
I guess we could try to cover smart people. They usually don't do as interesting of stuff. Sometimes they do.
True.
But, man, stupid people, they're always getting into the same. Problem is, it's kind of like it all bleeds together into the same basic fucking shit. You know, because it's like, here's sad cringe. Okay. Here's Rob Schneider. It's like, Rob Schneider is still sad cringe. Here's Facepalm. Well, Facepalm is still sad cringe and still very Rob Schneider-y. So, less dumbs, more alphas. Why is it called Sloppy Seconds now? I don't know, because it's funnier, I think, than because the whole thing was we used to call the main show Flash Fried because it was just news. Well, we used to do Deep Fat Fried, and then Flash Fried was our news show, and then Grease Trap was like our after show. But when we still do Deep Fat Fried, but it's more like, you know, a special thing. Now our main show is Onion Nuggets because they just did better in terms of views and shit. So it didn't really make sense to still call it the Grease Trap, but calling it Sloppy Seconds makes perfect sense. And everyone knows what Sloppy Seconds is. So,
well, not everybody.
Well, theoretically, I think people do. Maybe not. What are you guys covering Sloppy Seconds? Well, tonight we're going to be looking at some weird commercials, but a lot of it's just like us bantering and shit. So, and I said the next time they rename it, they'll call it Hog Slop. It's really not a bad idea. Yeah. I think it's too similar. It's too much along the same vein as Sloppy Seconds, but you know, still has the same kind of slop word in there. I'm more into sloppy fourths. I mean, good for you. I miss the old banters. Origin of language. Isn't that like pretty close to some dude that used to troll you, Paul? It was origin of something, wasn't it?
I don't think he trolled me. I think I fucked on him.
Yeah. That's probably more accurate.
He was some nerd that was always wanting to debate me about things. And then when we got him in the room to debate me, he was a total fucking
he was dumb dumb. What was his name? Origin of...
Wasn't maybe language, it was Origin it? Of Language.
So is that him then?
Is that Origin? Know.
Might just be an Origin of Language fan account, as sad as that may seem.
That is pretty sad. Check this out. I guess I have to share it. Share the screen.
Check this out, bro. It's me, LOL. Okay, well.
Okay, good for you.
Moment she has been waiting for.
What happened there? What am I? What? Oh man,
the Ninja Turtle. They're in the locker
That's
room.
That's what his dick looks like.
The Ninja Turtle came out and they're like, he started doing some moves and they're like, what's his green dick gonna look like? And it turns out it looks like these hot, not hot dogs, these pickles.
Das ist gut.
Das ist gut. Bans German Ninja Turtles commercials. Why is it banned? Was it really banned?
They say that a lot. It's usually it's not banned.
Just a keyword.
Yeah, it's a keyword that people use to get people to click on them.
I bet more people will watch this if it's banned.
It does work.
Apparently. We watched it. Weird German cat commercial. Are these all German, Scotty?
No.
Is hate this fucking music. Trying to do the time Stevie played that fucking song over and over again.
I'm a cat. I'm a kitty cat. And I dance, 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 and I dance, dance, dance.
I was pretty close to beating Stevie to death.
Mouse.
Imagine if cats' lives were as empty of fucking meaning as ours.
Wow, that would be something. That's a cucumber.
Why would they? If there was a grocery store just for cats, why would they even stock fucking cucumbers?
They wouldn't, dude.
It was just Ninja Turtle dicks anyway.
In the earliest form.
Origin of Language is claiming that he has done a face turn and that he's much less obnoxious than he used to be.
Well, good for you, Origin of Language.
Paul is skeptical.
Back in those days was like a year ago, dude. It wasn't, don't act like it's that fucking far back, man.
A fat
thanks. Guy. Thanks for the necessary context, Raytan.
Cats are afraid of cucumbers.
Hey, guys. I want to pause this video and let you guys know that cats, I've heard, are in fact afraid of cucumbers.
Good to know, bud. These memes don't even have context provided. They're just like, let's do memes, but let's not make them make sense.
I don't want it.
Whatever this is selling, I yeah.
I don't want it.
Black cat.
Low price.
Uber so good thing, price Freuen Sieg Heil. Sieg Heil? Pretty close to Sieg Heil. I don't know about that. Korean love hotel commercial. Okay.
Oh, I think you're going to like this one, TJ. I think you're really going to like it.
Let's see.
옛날에 토끼와 거북이가 숲속에서 놀고 있었어요.
Oops, the turtle fell over.
Is the rabbit gonna fuck the turtle?
Here's hoping.
Oh, no, what?
He's like, damn, but that turtle. With the tortoise and the hare.
Korea? Are you okay? You okay there, Korea?
They are not okay.
Everything going okay for you over there? You need anything? Like a?
I mean, look, they just think that turtle fucking that hare or whatever is fucking hot.
Why does the turtle blush yellow? I guess because the turtle's skin is green, so it blushes yellow instead of red.
Yes.
Who is that? Who's that guy?
I don't know about this. What the?
Moga. 회원 가입업시도 혜택은 그대로. 모텔 가자, Moga.
Yoo-hoo. 어디 가야 한다고? 뭐가?
Hell yeah. Aren't you sold on that, TJ?
Yep. Pretty goddamn good there, Scotty. Pretty goddamn good.
Yeah, the one that claims to be banned, it's not.
Orange Factory Outlet ad banned. Korean TV. Oh, God. Jesus fucking Christ, bro.
It should be bad, though.
My migraine can only get so severe, just so you know.
that off.
Why would this be banned? What's going on? Is this going to be like a fucking big dick at the end or something? Like, no, why would
the people just say if you read the description, it should be banned?
Oh. Jesus fucking
Orange Factory Outlet.co.kr.
I hope no one ever buys anything from that and it goes out of fucking business. That was painful. And Tarantino plays commercial.
He plays the commercial.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it's actually Quentin Tarantino. You thought it was like bullshit?
Yeah.
No, it's actually him.
Why?
In Japan, it's not uncommon for American celebrities to do endorsements. At least they used to not be.
But Quentin Tarantino?
He's still famous.
Why does he need to? He's fucking like a multi-hundred millionaire.
I mean, it's not. I've never seen Quentin Tarantino do a US, like a United States commercial. Like, I've never been like watching TV and he pops up. He's like, "Yeah, buy the fucking MasterCard or whatever."
Because here it's like it's not viewed as favorably overseas. Like, they don't really care as much. They're like, "Oh, cool."
Okay. The fuck happened?
I don't know.
I don't speak Japanese.
What was that horse shit? Does anyone know what happened?
No.
Quentin Tarantino showed up, said some weeaboo shit, dressed like a samurai, and then the dog was disapproving of it, I guess. Okay. I got
McDonald's anime commercial 1 and 2 English subtitles. Is this like a real McDonald's ad?
According to my research, it was. But I guess it's a possibility it's not.
I mean, I don't see anyone else spending their time drawing this out unless it really was. So
that was my way of thinking too, but I mean, I guess it's possible that someone would do it.
The fuck is going on? Why does that make them blush?
I guess she thinks that guy is cute.
Okay.
I think we might need to re-nuke Japan, y'all. Might be time.
Come to Japanese McDonald's where our employees are fumbling, bumbling idiots, apparently.
And apparently pretty happy, too. This is like the happiest I've ever seen a McDonald's.
That was... Calm down. You didn't even drop it. You just fucking like stumbled for a moment. It's not that big a deal. Settle the fuck down. Yeah. Exactly. Compose yourself, motherfucker. Why do you need to come around the counter? Just fucking hand it to her over the counter.
Weirdo. She can't reach the counter. She's tiny, TJ. Come on.
Yeah,
well, look, she's watching, TJ. It's service with a smile.
You can still reach over the counter.
Okay, it's got to be another country. The shake machine actually works.
Yeah, not only that, why is another worker there, senpai? What is that? What is senpai again? I thought that was like a fucking... Sure? Oh, okay.
I don't know Japanese. I'm assuming it's just something like that.
Yes. You did it. Man, there's 2 more minutes of this shit.
Man, I would gouge my eye out with a fork if this shit was on my TV, dude.
I know.
The cycle continues.
Connecting to my future.
Oh, so it's like it's like a pitch to get people to work in Japan, and we don't.
The future is bleak indeed.
Yep.
Oh no! Oh
no! Fuck! Jesus! God! Why?
Japan, why you done what you done, Japan?
I guess it's like the only thing I can say in the favor of this is that they didn't make a whole show out of it. It's just like some commercials, I guess. That's about the most comfort I can give myself.
Yes. Long day. Oh, senpai. Baito, yoroshiku ne. Daijoubu, daijoubu desu. Omise wa watashi ni makasete.
Senpai wa shukatsu. Kanbatte kudasai. So wait, in the context of the McDonald's commercial, one of their workers is like literally trying to find a better job.
Well, they're trying to paint it as like you can advance from here. So it's like this is like a stepping stone in your future.
Because here in America, a lot of times you're just there.
Can I trade my stepping stone in for a step ladder and a length of rope, please?
I guess so. Yeah.
McDonald's always there for you.
Not bad, newbie. Using the things I learned.
So they're, yeah, that's really it. They're trying to be like McDonald's. The first step on a path to a glorious corporate future.
Yeah, you manage all those fry orders, you could manage a corporate boardroom just as easily.
Wow. Amen. Because in America, if you show up to a job and be like, yeah, I feel like I could do this office job because I worked at McDonald's, they'd be like, that's interesting. Don't call us, we'll call you.
A bright and glorious future. I was in
a Discord with Origin of Language. He loves to post endless segments of books that he never read. Oh man. Sounds right.
Wow. A beautiful world. Brought to you only by McDonald's.
Is there like some lesbian like overtones going on at the end here?
I think you're just wishfully thinking, TJ.
Why are they blushing and shit when they talk to each other then?
Because they're very happy about her job prospect.
That's what little anime girls do. They blush at everything. Don't you get it, TJ?
I really don't. There's lesbian overtones here for fucking sure, bro.
I think you're seeing what you want to see.
No.
Your brain is retreating in horror from the truth. And
oh, they're going to get along later. I know it. I just know it.
They're going to be scissoring here in a minute. Just any second now.
No. And you guys were right. Men do have lower emotional intelligence, because I'm telling you, there's some fucking lesbian shit going on here.
Oh, man.
100%.
Wishful thinking, dude.
It's not wishful thinking. It's fucking true. It's everywhere. True. It's so fucking blatant.
There might as well be
a billboard up that says
lesbians.
You're
a goddamn conspiracy theorist, TJ. I was making up wild shit.
Hey, lesbians, you just don't want to admit it.
Why would I care to admit it? If I thought they were, I would say it.
Pop Noodle, the slag of all snacks advert. It's our final weird foreign commercial.
Pot Noodle?
Nice sandwich, dear.
Yes, it's lovely. I do love Kate. It's just those sandwiches. I need something filthy, you know, like a kebab.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Filthy.
Never heard of Pot Noodle.
Excuse me, do you do pot noodle? Pot noodle? Pot noodle. Do you do pot noodle?
Oh, yeah. About to get real hot.
Oh, that felt so wrong, and yet it felt so right.
Pot noodle, the slag of all snacks.
Okay.
All right, then.
Sure.
He dipped his wick off that pot noodle, dude.
That pot noodle is fucking good as shit, man.
Yep.
It's like back alley good. Like, look, I'll meet you in the back.
Oh, yeah. You want some pot noodle? I can hook you up.
Oh, yeah. You can slag it down with your little slag. Oh, yeah.
So, it's so dirty, even most whores won't do it. But I'm one of the nasty ones. I'm one of the nasty fucking cunts that will do the pot noodle. So you fucking come on back.
How fucking good is pot noodle for me? That's, you got to pay something with you. I mean, does that imply it's like really shitty?
Guy, you don't understand.
The implication's not even that's good. Like, he was turned down by a bunch of places.
That's just they don't have the fucking balls, Scotty.
They ain't got the balls. Fucking ingredients to
they
do
ain't
it.
Got the gumption, Scotty. You just don't get it.
I want something filthy like pot noodle.
Pot noodle. So the deal is that I have, if we can't manage to fill the next 40 minutes with like banter, I do have some Trump shit. But you know, hopefully we won't have to resort to that.
I personally hate to resort to Trump, but sometimes you do.
Sometimes you gotta turn to Trump.
I mean, that's what the country's doing, isn't it? I mean, like, we might be turning to Trump.
You just never know, do you?
That could never happen, Scotty.
That could never happen again.
Look at the polls, Scotty. The polls are clear. Trump has no chance.
I had to pay that fat motherfucker $1,000, Paul.
No chance, Scotty.
Every fucking poll was all like, it's Hillary. It's going to be Hillary. Look right there. It's Hillary. It's Hillary. There's no chance. It's not Hillary. Oh, my God. It's not going to be Hillary. And I'm like, yeah, money.
This time he's going up against the quick rapier wit of Biden.
Of Joe Biden. Oh, yeah. I mean, he is a titan.
The dude. Wittiest man ever, dude.
If you fucking tell me that you could beat Joe Biden in a game of rhetoric, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you because I don't believe you.
Not a fucking chance, bro. Not a chance. Not a snowball's chance in fucking hell, bro.
And Joe Biden is like a titan, dude. Like, if you see him on the debate stage, it's not even going to be a contest.
Every time Joe Biden gets on that debate stage... I mean, you shouldn't even be called a
skewered.
Debate.
I mean, you get skewered. I mean, you try to get a word edgewise.
Steps upon that debate stage, it's a fucking abattoir, dude. He's just there to slaughter the competition. It's not even a contest. I don't even know if there is a person in all of U.S. history.
It's a massacre. It's a bloodbath.
Who could have conceivably defeated the fucking sheer rhetorical gravitas of the man himself, Joseph Biden?
I mean, I know you have a lot of respect for... You know, Chris Fitchin's rhetoric ability, TJ, but that was the one person he would not face. I mean, he even said so. He's like, look, Joe Biden, I can't do it.
I don't even think Christopher Hitchens belongs in the same sentence as Joe Biden. I mean, yeah, Christopher Hitchens, could he talk a little pretty here and there? Sure.
I mean, for sure. But I mean, like I said, he avoided Biden.
The command of the English language that Joe Biden does. Like, yeah. Like, remember that time Joe Biden said,
all men and women created by go, you know the thing.
I mean, yeah, like, I mean, even as an occasional critic of the Biden administration, you have to admit your heart soars when you hear that sort of oratory, right?
Oh, yeah, yes. Of course. I mean, like, there's a swelling of pride at the United States of America, knowing that he's representing what, you know, TJ, look, we're an experiment here in this country, an experiment in democracy. I know the freedom rings a little bit stronger when we have a strong president and a capable leader and someone that can really communicate effectively with his people. And I mean, I feel like Joe Biden, when he gets on a stage, he is able to cut through that barrier between, you know, himself as a politician and the American people.
I hate that we've regressed so bad that we're now at the point where a politician like doesn't even have to say the words eloquently. I guess that pretty much died with Bush.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Bush. We had Obama, who I guess could kind of talk. I mean, he could deliver a speech. But pretty much, like, besides that, like,
I can deliver a speech.
most of my lifetime, we've had mush-mouthed idiot presidents.
Fucking Obama, he turned into a mush-mouthed piece of shit, though.
Yeah,
like all that great oratory just ended the day he was elected.
Yeah, and then he kind of tapped back into it for like a second to win re-election. Remember that first debate when he came back? He's like, yeah, I'm Obama. And everyone's
yeah, that was a weak performance. Yeah, I remember that.
He came back and he made sure he fucking tried again. But basically, like since then, the well-spoken, passionate Obama has fucking been vanished from like American discourse. I remember me and Paul tried to watch like an Obama video a few years back, like a newer one. We're just like, man, I cannot believe this dude used to have us like eating out of the palm of his hand. Like, wow, so great. Because now
he got his meal ticket, dude. He got his ticket punch. He's like, oh, shit, yeah. I'm golden.
Because now there could not be a more listless, who gives a shit fucking personality than Barack Obama.
I mean, he doesn't even need, I mean, when American politics, he's positively electrifying compared to his competition. So it's like, I mean, the bar is so fucking low. It's like, I can make a speech. And it's like, no, it's good enough. I just
can't believe that, like, for the majority of my life, there's been Bush, who could not fucking talk, Trump, who could not fucking talk, Biden, who could not fucking talk. I mean, it's just fucking been pathetic. It's ridiculous how fucking, like, I mean, these are supposed, I mean, like,
it's not a quality that, matters politically anymore. Like, it probably used to at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it used to for a minute, but now it doesn't. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm fine with the fact that they're so politically bought and paid for, but Jesus Christ, could you at least get me a fucking articulate bought and paid for piece of shit? Even that's too much to fucking ask now?
Yes. You'll take the slop that you get, TJ, and you'll eat it up. How's it taste? Tastes good? You like it?
You would think who would disqualify a person from, well, no. Not in this country.
I mean, vote in America is like, they just know they got you by the balls. Like, okay, what are you going to do? You going to vote for a third party? Go ahead. Knock yourself out, kid. You got Joe Biden. That's why people are like, no, RFK is going to run. This guy's going to, this is going to happen. Oh, we're going to do this. It's like, no. It's probably going to, more than likely, it's going to be Joe Biden versus Trump.
They're arguing about whether or not Paul's screen name is a reference to the DeSantis Pudding Fingers ad. Like, what the fuck else would it be about?
Yeah. What else would it be?
We put that out as a short like 2 seconds ago. So
I bring you.
I forgot this bitch existed.
President Joe Biden and from our country.
Oh,
so experienced. And the pain. The suffering. This should never have
happened. Something
about it being senseless. It is senseless.
It is. Oh yeah, it's bad. Senseless. God, it's bad.
It's out there doing good work, man. One
tragedy
fucking...
is tragic, and I'll tell you what, it's really sad that things happen, and it's senseless and sad and bad. Thank you.
Does he have to stick with Kamala?
Yep. Oh yeah, he's sticking with Kamala. You know
he has to. Like he can't.
Oh no, he doesn't have to, but he's going to.
We can't freshen this up a little bit.
How about freshen that pot up right now?
I really think that he ought to fucking figure out some excuse why she can't serve again. Because
Biden can figure out how not to shit his pants. So I don't know. That might be too much.
Yeah. Why am I even talking like he's the one even making this? Like the people.
Oh, hey, Jack. People, what's my position?
Yeah, the puppeteers behind Biden. They need to figure out a fucking better VP.
Yet again, does political necessity demand they do?
No.
Then they're not going to do it.
I guess not.
I wish I could argue with you and be like, no, but because if you look at... No, they're not going to. It beat them before. And if it's Donald Trump, like, we'll probably win again.
I feel like we see Kamala less than Joe, dude. Not only that, but we see Joe less than we saw Joe when he was vice president.
Oh, we saw him way more. Oh, if Joe Biden was capable, he would definitely be way more front and center. 100%.
Yeah, they trot him out only as much as they need to.
Well, otherwise,
they can't even fall back on the Veep. Like, they got to hide her as much as they fucking hide him.
Yes. if anything, maybe worse.
Doing a tour of the library here and talking about the significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great
time is relative. Did you guys know that? Time is relative. I saw the movie Interstellar, and if you travel with your time,
to do to create these jobs,
you'll change on Earth faster or something.
The significance of the passage of time.
What is this garbage, dude?
When you think about it, there really is a great significance to the passage of time.
Things change over time. Time is important.
Well, Scotty, I would say that that's an example of the significance of the passage of time.
How significant is it?
Rick, one you're down bad if you think fucking Kamala Harris looks amazing, dude.
I mean, hey, we all got our kinks. I mean, maybe that's what does it.
For a 58-year-old skirt, she ain't half bad, but it ain't no mind-blowing shit.
Ain't nothing to write home about, Jack.
Significant to the passage of time.
You know, when I heard that Kamala Harris was 58, I just thought, wow, that really highlights the significance of the passage of time.
Toddling ape, kind of hot. I like to beat off of her Cheerios.
Sometimes the down badness of the audience fucking ruins bits because a lot of times, like, we'll fucking show these fucking dumb broads and they'll just be like, man, I wish I could fuck her.
Oh, I want to do all kinds of things to come
when we were showing that dumb PragerU mouthpiece, they were all like, man, you know, it's too bad she's dumb because she's pretty fucking dude, hot,
fucking
you know?
Bust 1,000 nuts, 1,000 nights, and 1,000 days. Commenters assemble. Oh, God.
You know, I bet you know.
Oh.
I'm not saying I support her politically, but, man, I love to tap that fucking ass,
I support
ass,
that ass
bro.
Off my fucking dick.
You know what I mean, man?
Let's bust a nut. Fucking endorse that.
It's fucking... You guys need to fucking get laid or something, man.
I don't think, like, it would even matter. I don't think it would matter.
You need to get to a point in your life where, like, that level of fucking stupid bullshit is a turnoff to you, all right? Like, quit being turned on by these fucking morons.
Nah, dude. Fuck that. They got their heart on, man.
To folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border.
That would be bad.
Do not come.
But I'm already coming on.
To those brave souls.
You're brave, but don't come.
That are fleeing from oppression.
Don't
go. To think that the United States of America might be the shining city on the hill, the beacon to the world. Do not come. Do not come. We don't want you. Do not come.
You're brave and you're special and you're amazing, but stay the fuck out of our country, bitch.
I love the mashup from just like a month before this when she's like,
when a mother is willing to take her children on that perilous journey and pay a coyote to bring her into this country, how can we not react with sympathy and empathy?
She's do not come.
Do not come, bitch. Stay away. Do not come.
When some stupid bitch hires a coyote, fucking comes to our country. I don't even understand why they need a coyote anyway. Just some stupid dog, whatever. But anyway, when they come here, I just want to say, do not. Don't do it. Don't come.
But you're brave. I admire you and you're brave, but don't.
You're so brave, you're so good, but you know what? Don't come.
You totally should. I say come here, but at the same time, don't. Stay away.
Do not come.
Maybe she's just edging them, you know?
Oh.
Do not come.
Don't come yet.
Stop it.
Conan the Comer. What are you fucking talking about?
I'm coming.
We never did get a straight answer out of you, coming nipples, as to whose nipples are coming between you and your.
He is always coming.
Your wife or whatever the fuck
she is.
He comes
on nipples. He comes on her nipples. He comes on all nipples.
I'm pretty sure Paul asked you directly.
The answer is coming nipples comes over.
We never did we hear whether or not you come on nipples or your nipples are come upon.
Check your nipples right now.
I don't see any come on them.
Oh, shit. I thought coming nipple told me it was all nipples. Guess you might have lied.
It's my nipples that come. So wait, your nipples themselves come?
That's fucking retarded.
That is preposterous.
I demand video evidence.
Nipples don't come, dude. Come on, buddy.
I demand video evidence of this phenomenon.
Please send it to TJ.
Or we deny your fucking coming abilities.
But if it gets sent to you, TJ, we're going to lose TJ for a solid hour.
Arabian nuts.
Oh my God. My nipples could come. Why didn't they tell me nipples can come? Sweet baby Jesus.
Give me time to deep fake it. That's fair.
Go ahead and deep fake it, buddy.
Either one of you watched this fucking horrible Evil Dead Rise shit yet?
No.
I haven't seen it yet.
I was gonna watch it, but then you told me it was shit, so I decided I didn't really want to.
Yeah, I was waiting for it to, like, it's on VOD, but it was like, buy this, and I'm like, I'm not spending $24 or whatever the fuck.
It's on Max now.
Oh, free. Is it? Okay, I'll watch it. Yeah. If it's on Max.
Yeah, Max kicked me off for being a moocher.
Max has the whole fucking...
Damn, you got kicked off, TJ?
Yeah.
That's Max great, has dude. The whole fucking Evil Dead franchise right now.
Netflix is pretty stupid, though, because, like, it kicked me off of your account, but then it decided to, like, let me back on, but it just got rid of my sub account. So now it just puts me on your account. I'm just like, whatever. Gives a shit.
You know what?
You just get a fucking account, TJ? You fucking mooch.
So you know what, Paul? Well, I did notice, account. Like, I'm like, I didn't watch this shit. Fucking Tina's mooching fucking ass, dude.
You're going to get fucking Scotty shit canceled.
Nah, he's fine.
You know what, TJ? I might have to ban you soon.
Don't ban me.
Are so cheap, because you won't fucking pay for goddamn anything.
So?
Fucking what ones
you actually pay for? Just Shudder? That's probably the only you actually pay for, isn't it?
It's because I don't know anyone I can mooch Shudder off of.
You actually pay for, so that's the only streaming service you pay for.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I'm kicking your ass off my fucking Netflix.
Bitch. Well, let's see. I do pay for Paramount Plus.
I got that one. Luckily, you don't know my password for that shit. I'm sure you'd be using it.
Well, I used to mooch that off Guy, but that one, the same time I got kicked off of the Netflix and got kicked off of Max, I got kicked off of fucking Paramount Plus, too.
Oh, should Uncle Guy kicked you off?
No, just all these companies fucking instituted some kind of fucking bullshit at the same time.
Oh yeah, you have to log in through like your home.
Yeah, they all decided to crack down on moochers. They're pieces of shit. But you know what? Fuck them.
If it's on Max, I'm watching it for sure. Because my obstacle was like, I don't want to pay for this shit.
I liked Max, but I ain't paying for it. Fuck that bullshit.
Fuck no, dude.
I'd rather goddamn.
I mooch my Max too, so I don't blame you.
I'd fucking, I'd rather just steal shit. Fuck that. I ain't gonna watch that. Rhonda Sand Tits. Shut up. Hoddling ape. You don't know.
Yeah, you're using the 40-year-old virgin description of tits.
Not funny. Not funny, hoddling ape.
Look, you know, we evaluated what you said, but. Yeah,
like maybe you're the first person I Rhonda heard shit like that from, because I've heard him called Rhonda Santis, like I've heard that shit for fucking months now.
Come back, we got something better. Look, can I hear what you had to say? You know,
Paramount Plus has a great library, but a terrible player. Yeah, the Paramount Plus player of the major people, like the Shudder one.
They shove so many fucking ads into Paramount Plus too.
Yeah, the fucking, but I just pay for the ad-free version, but the Paramount Plus player, regardless, is a fucking piece of garbage. It totally sucks balls. I don't know why the fuck they can't get it together. I really hope that Netflix does buy them, because Netflix's player is way the fuck better.
Yeah, I'll give that to Netflix. They have a pretty good player.
The fucking Shudder player, I know they're like a smaller one, but their shit fucking, their player fucking sucks balls. Half the time, like, if you don't let the fucking page fully load when you go on Shudder, like, and you press something when the page is not fully loaded, it just crashes the whole fucking app. And their way of, like, fast forwarding is just to, like, scroll slowly through the timeline with a bunch of, like, click, 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 click. And half the time that crashes the fucking app if you try to, like, get to a certain...
So you're saying a VHS tape would be better?
Almost.
That sounds fucking awful, dude. Yeah, I don't have Shudder. I got like a free trial one time so I could watch Terrifier 2. I looked around on it. I'm like, yeah, it's probably not worth it to me.
Horror Muppet. I thought Evil Dead Rise was pretty good. Sam Raimi wants to expand the Evil Dead universe and is writing an Evil Dead Bible that will contain rules for making an Evil Dead movie.
Well, he should have written it before Evil Dead Rise was made.
Oh, fuck.
Because well,
he was a producer on it too, wasn't lame. He?
Just like Evil Dead, an Evil Dead movie has to have a dark sense of humor, has to actually be funny and scary at the same time. And this new one just falls so far short of that. It's not funny. It's filled with a bunch of fucking millennial speak. It just drives me nuts.
Who is the donut politician? I forget his name. Are you talking about Chris Crispy?
I think so. That's the only one that I would call the donut politician.
Yeah. Cockatoo in Sunglasses steals the show by letting us know, my dog just bit his dick because a bug crawled on it. Good to know, buddy.
Fantastic. Give that dog a treat.
I think we need to like stop fucking putting an artificial 1 hour time limit on fucking sloppy seconds. Like, all right, well, that's what we promised. Goodbye.
I mean, if we did that, it would be 10 minutes most times.
True.
Here's what we offered you guys. Here's what we've given you. Good night.
Don't kiss it to make it feel better. Yeah, probably not a good idea. The cheese grater was cool. That's the only thing I hear people talk about, though.
Yeah, that was really like the only moment in it that I think was unique or fun at all. It starts horrible. It starts like with a big fuck you to fans of the franchise, the stupid drone gag, which makes me fucking vomit. And then just like none of it feels like Evil Dead. Like Evil Dead is now like it really feels like they were trying to go for like it vibes with the Losers Club or whatever.
Oh no. Like the movie or the book?
The new movies with fuck like that. The fucking little zoomers running around and shit. It's just so lame, man. So fucking lame. Has a couple of good moments in it, honestly. Like there's a couple of moments in it that are cool, but most of them are ruined by the fact that they're callbacks to something from Evil Dead and it just reminds you of Evil Dead and how much better it is.
But you still think I should watch it?
Well, I want to see if you feel the same way.
You want to commiserate and see if I feel differently.
Yeah. You guys are both big fans of the franchise. I want to, you know, I'm tired of being the only one that's seen the fucking Travis.
Yeah. I just really
join
love
us in suffering.
I mean, Evil Dead 2 is one of my favorite movies. So I really hate the idea that it's another. I mean, I didn't see the 2013 one because I was like so afraid of them making.
You got to see that one too, dude.
Yeah,
you got to see what's become of this franchise.
I really don't want to, but I guess I need to.
TJ hurt his eyes today.
I mean, I don't need them to make another movie as good as Evil Watching Dead 2. I understand that's a too tall of an order, but I do want them to make
that. I want it. Yeah, I want it to be good.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. Like, I want it to at least try to. I want it to be a good Evil Dead movie.
I feel like they can. They just won't. It's just the lazy writing and the fucking lazy bullshit. Like, they could definitely, like, make a movie that, you know, at the very least stands up to fucking Evil Dead 2. That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah, you fuck know? This, like, man, just try to make, like, okay movie. It's like, no, make a good fucking movie. Evil Dead 2030 was mid, but all right.
It was not an Evil Dead movie. Like, it just wasn't, like, it was whatever. It is all right if you just ignore the fact that it's an Evil Dead movie, I guess. But
yeah, if it was made under a different title, I think, yeah, it'd be a mid-horror movie. But coming from the Evil Dead franchise, it just, like,
they're targeting like other Dead. Audiences, not the boomers. All right, well, here's an idea then. Don't make an Evil Dead movie then.
Yeah, seriously. Why you gotta fucking use all the boomers' movies and make them, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like,
The boomers made Evil Dead. Why don't you make another fucking franchise?
Yeah, if you want another franchise with a totally different vibe, do that. Because Evil Dead is Evil Dead.
Because it's easier to wipe your ass with all our shit. And then Amen. You motherfuckers lap it up and, like, fucking make millionaires out of the people that are doing it.
Ash vs. Evil Dead was the last of the best Evil Dead had to offer. Yep.
Well, that's because it's got what's his fucking name in
Bruce
it?
Campbell.
Bruce Campbell.
You know, Bruce Campbell. You put him in anything, it's gonna be good.
Yeah, even I gotta say, I watched Spider-Man 2 the other night, and just like Bruce Campbell's cameo was like one of the highlights of the movie, just because it was fucking Bruce Campbell.
He's great.
Of course it was. Bubba Hotep. That's another good Bruce.
Oh Campbell. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the movie rocks. Movie. Even his fucking little bit parts in the like Xena and Hercules, the legendary journeys. I always remember being fucking cool. Shaking fist at Cloud Energy. Hodling Ape, you know, you're just mad because your fucking stupid Rhonda Santitz joke didn't go over well. So
not only that, he's got no fight. Like that's the whole shaking fist at Cloud thing is what Zoomers say when they got nothing else to fucking say, dude. He can't say like, we've got our own thing, because they don't. You know, like their whole entire life has been lived watching fucking shitty remakes of far superior films. So you can't come back on that. So old man shaking fist at Cloud. Whatever, bitch.
I'd rather watch the clouds than these fucking pieces of shit, I'll tell you that.
You're not impressed with our tepid reboot of your beloved franchise? Old man shaking fist at Cloud.
Yeah, why are all your franchises a bunch of old man franchises? Why don't you guys have any new fucking ideas being presented to you? You don't know how to ask for it. You just show up and eat whatever fucking slop they throw in the trough.
Yeah, you know, you ask for it, you stop seeing these shitty remakes of our shit.
Yeah, and make it known. Like, I don't want to see remakes of some stupid boomer 80s bullshit. I want new stories, new ideas.
Paul, but get real. We watch anime. Good for you. God.
Congratulations. Well, that's a horse of a different color. You know, you've won. I says born in 86. Oh, shit. So you're a millennial.
Born in 86, but still I suck the corporate dicks. Oh, yeah. We have Pixar, lol. Oof.
Yeah, oof. Man, if that's your fucking claim to fame, I'm sorry.
Well, for Pixar's you. First thing they came out with, too, was technically in the 90s, Toy Story, so that would be millennial. But I mean,
it definitely, all this shit started with the fucking millennials. They started milking the millennials for nostalgia way early.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They started going for them nostalgia.
2000.
Yeah, they like didn't even wait for us to be 40. They're just like, all right, you guys are in your 20s. Time for some nostalgia.
Man, remember like, Rugrats? Remember Nickelodeon? Remember all these shows you liked? Yeah. Remember these old consoles? Yeah. Remember 3D Doritos? Yeah.
Like the fucking member berries from South Park, dude.
Member? I remember.
Oh, great.
Paul be spitting facts. Let's reboot Rugrats 3 times. Let's not.
Oh, it's coming. Everything's coming. Like, I've just resigned myself to one of these days, I'm going to be scrolling through fucking some entertainment news, and I'm going to see Goonies, the reboot.
Yep.
Goonies Rise.
Goonies Rise, I love it.
Rise of the Goonies or whatever the fuck is going to happen.
You know what's going to be, Paul? It's going to be like the kids all grown up with their kids going on the crazy adventure.
Yep. Yep. The kids are going to be all grown up and they've all forgotten about the magical adventure they went to save their homes, and they're all being like kicked out by a corporation, and they're all old and tired and overworked. They don't care anymore. They don't have any imagination. But then their rainbow cast of shitty acting little fucking kids are going to go and find One-Eyed Willie's cave again.
Yep.
Dude, the crazy thing is that Goonies 2, they've been like trying to make Goonies 2 for like years now.
Decades, dude.
Currently,
it doesn't lend itself to a sequel.
Yeah, currently.
There's no sequel at the end of
Goonies. Oh, that's going to stop Hollywood.
At the end of Goonies, fucking the One-Eyed Willie's ship sails off into the fucking distance. There's no more
crash. Oh, One-Eyed Willie's back. Come on, bro. You know Hollywood doesn't give a fuck, dude. They will take a fucking knife to your childhood and they will fucking, like, Paul, they'll do it in front of you. You know, they don't give a shit. They can have the most airtight, like, well, that's resolved. And they'll find a fucking way, dude. You know,
hey, they'll fam. Find a way. Hey, fam, I was dead ass digging around in dad's attic and I found this weird map thing.
Yeah,
So apparently right now there are two Goonies projects trying desperately to get off the ground. There is a Goonies 2.
Yeah.
That's tentatively, very tentatively scheduled for 2027. And then there is a Goonies remake being shopped around at Disney Plus that they're like supposedly going to make at some point.
Oh, dude, Paul, that would suck even worse, man.
I knew it was a Disney Plus sequel. I knew it was going to be a Disney fucking. They're the kings of this shit. Of course, they're going to fucking be the ones that do it.
Dude, like, that doesn't shock me at all. I hope they at least give it a theatrical release. I mean, because the Disney Plus, I mean, like, in a sense, the Disney Plus shit is better because no one will see it. But then it's like an even bigger black mark because they didn't even try. They did some low budget remake. Ugh.
Do you remember I watched the Guillermo del Toro fucking Pinocchio movie, which is like super dark and like making fun of Mussolini and fascism and shit.
Dude, way better than the fucking shitty Disney one they just came out with too.
Immediately after I watched that one, I was like, wonder what the Disney one's like. So I popped that on and I was like, let's see what's going on here. And like, within 10 minutes, I could not fucking watch anymore. I was just like, I cannot fucking watch this.
I honestly can tell you, dude, it's probably the worst movie since like The Love Guru.
Tom Hanks is so fucking bad. I've never seen him be worse. He is the worst. It's hideous. It is a piece of fucking shit.
I'm sick of fucking Tom Hanks's bullshit, man.
I know.
I'm over Tom Hanks.
Yeah, like, I'm glad. I mean, he had his little heyday, and I'm never going to fucking, I don't know.
He's one of the most insanely talented actors that's ever come out of Hollywood. But
he is.
If he's going to literally phone it in like he has the last few times I've seen him, then fuck him, dude.
Yeah, dude, I'm done.
Oh, Pinocchio. Dude, Tom Hanks.
I think that final nail in the coffin for Tom Hanks for me was when I saw that fucking movie. Whatever I saw of it. Cause like
there's a little spark of old Tom Hanks greatness in the Elvis movie.
Sure.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it's not his best performance ever, but no. I mean, like, there's at least some.
A lot of people, it's fun. You can tell he has fun with it.
Yeah, a lot of people dislike that performance too, but I actually don't agree with that. I think he was pretty good in the role.
I think he was one of the better things about the movie. Honestly, I think he's
added
most of the interest.
That's a pretty flawed movie, but yeah, I think he's actually one of the things that holds it together.
I'm just not a fan of that Baz Luhrmann bullshit.
Oh, yeah. It's a very superficial look at Elvis, 100%.
I don't know. I mean, that dude just has like a very strange, I don't know, whatever.
Like frantic ADHD editing style with the fucking over the top graphics and shit. Yeah.
I'm sure for the people that works for, it's fine. But for me, it's just like obnoxious.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it either. But when I first watched the Elvis movie, I didn't like it much, but on reflection, and I've watched it again since then, it's pretty good. The central performances are good, and that's really all it takes to make it.
Austin Butler was good as Elvis for sure.
Yeah,
that's good. I might check it out one of these days.
You should. Oh, you definitely should.
Honestly, yeah, I've only thought he was an okay actor and overhyped. No, Tom Hanks is, especially if you look at his early career, Tom Hanks is a genuinely super fucking talented guy. Super talented, not overhyped at all.
Yeah, I like Tom Hanks, but I'm just done. I mean, when I saw how fucking half, I mean, like, look, there's plenty of these, it happens all the time in Hollywood. There's some fucking actor that has like a huge legacy and they do all these big, major, important roles, and then they get to a certain age, and they just start fucking doing paycheck movies.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks is in that fucking part of his career where it's like this is just money to him, and you can tell by the performances, and you just like he doesn't have anything. There's no new interesting terrain for him to explore with this shit. We pretty much know the full range of what Tom Hanks can do, and that's
I feel like honestly that's true though. It's probably just because there's really no like ambitious, fun ideas coming out. I mean, what is he supposed? What would he have been like? What's a good movie he would have been good in? You know,
right?
Like exactly. He's getting pitched a bunch of garbage, and he's got to pay the bills. You know, wants to leave Chet Hanks a small fortune. So.
Yeah, he's gonna need it, dude.
Got to make sure Chet has enough money so
he can continue pretending to be a rapper.
I mean, it's been a while since we checked in on Chet Hanks. I wonder if there's anything going on with his ass. Probably not.
Probably not.
I mean, probably just still grifting.
It takes me a second to check. I guess he's no longer spelling his name with an X. That's good.
Hey,
Chet Hanks Gauntlet. No, thanks.
No. There literally isn't enough. Yeah, we did pretty much everything there was to say about him.
Yeah, it would literally be just like watching him appropriate the Jamaican language or whatever the fuck, and then shitty rap.
I guess Chet Hanks, his latest thing is he's in some kind of lame ass feud with Eric Andre or something.
Oh.
Okay. Eric Andre blasts emotionally unwell Chet Hanks. He's not well.
Battle of the nobodies.
Who gives a shit?
I don't like Eric Andre either. I'm just coming out and saying it. Fuck Eric Andre.
No.
He's not funny. Like, never was funny.
I only know I've seen like little clips of his show and it seemed fine, but I don't really know.
Now, the only reason you've seen little clips of his show is because that's the only way they can make it work is by sandwiching it into some inscrutable meme.
Yeah.
Like take the little clip that you saw and like, you know, fucking expand it out to a 45-minute long show and you get the idea.
Brutal.
It wears out its fucking welcome pretty quick.
I believe you. Eric was good in The Righteous Gemstones. I didn't see it. Isn't that HBO show about like preachers and shit? Like,
yeah, it's about evangelical preachers. I was thinking about starting it, but we started Boardwalk Empire instead. So I'm gonna
wait. I've never cared about two people less. Amen.
Right. Yeah, totally. That's what I was thinking. It's like, I don't care about Chet Hanks at all.
I'm going to fucking go figure out what the last Tom Hanks movie I actually gave a shit about was.
The last one I remember thinking like, I might see that was that stupid fucking Sully one.
Yeah,
but
that was alright.
It was kind of listless. His performance in it was, you know what it was? Was that one where he's like the captain of that ship that gets hijacked by Nigeria?
Oh, Captain Phillips, right?
Yeah,
yeah. That's weird. He keeps playing these like this very samey kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. I'm going to go back to his heyday here. All right, so I've hit. There's Green Mile, there's Castaway, Road to Perdition. Yeah, I liked.
Those are good movies.
Catch Me If You Can. Let's see. Lady Killer sucked. Terminal sucked.
Yeah.
Polar Express was weird. Da Vinci Code really sucked.
That was beyond terrible.
I think Da Vinci Code might be when I was like, fuck Tom Hanks, actually. Let's see.
It was definitely a strong argument for me at that point because I'm not a fan of that movie.
I don't know. I kind of like the Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons or whatever. I mean, I would never make the argument that they're great movies, but whatever. They're entertaining enough.
Fair enough.
Sure. I mean, I'm not going to argue that.
I mean, I don't really agree, but I don't.
I don't agree, but I can see that point.
I don't hate him enough to fucking throw down the fucking gauntlet over
as
anything.
As popcorn movies, I mean, yeah. I mean, they were successful at that for sure.
The last movie of his that I really think like, wow, I really like this movie was Catch Me If You Can in 2002. So it's been a minute. I'm not saying there's nothing I like after that, but there's nothing I love. Like, wow, another great Tom Hanks hit it out of the park. But then when I think about like his shit in the 80s and 90s, it's like, wow, yeah. Like Forrest Gump and Apollo 13 and fucking big... Even fucking Dragnet. I actually like that Dragnet with him and
Oh yeah, that was actually good.
That was pretty cool.
TJ, love the movie Big, dude. You watch that shit over and over.
I'm surprised I haven't. I should probably revisit that because I really did used to watch that movie.
Dude, I remember that as a kid, dude. TJ would watch Big over and over again. It was weird because TJ didn't actually have many movies. He didn't usually have a preference.
Yeah,
like he just watched whatever. But Big was like, well, put on Big, and I fucking hated Big, dude. As a kid,
this guy's like, I hate Big. Get out of here.
Yeah, I want to watch cartoons.
Big is fun. Big is like a fucking cartoon, honestly. It's pretty good.
Transmorphers, robots in your skies. When I was traveling across the country, I saw at a gas station Robo Mutators.
Robo what? Mutators, eh?
Yeah, it was like they're a little off. It was like, I guess GoBots even was too high rent, so they decided like Robo Mutators, you know?
Dude, GoBots doesn't get enough fucking love, dude. GoBots was actually pretty fucking dank.
Sing the theme song.
I can't.
Exactly.
I was a kid when I fucking watched it.
I was a kid when I watched Transformers, but I can still Transformers, robots in disguise.
Because it's remained more culturally relevant than GoBots did.
I'm surprised no one though. Yeah, because it's way better. And I don't even like it. I never even liked
Transformers. I'm not fucking carrying no water for Transformers. I mean, GoBots, I'm sure, was, you know, fine, but I mean, compared to Transformers, it wasn't as popular.
GoBots fucking suck. Anyway, we can have this argument later because the show's over.
It is like, oh, if I've done my 1 hour, I'm good.
The hour's up. Goodbye.
I'm clogging out.
Bye-bye.